Blog Talk Radio.
V, and you are tuned in to Unfailing Love Ministries, where each week we embrace the scriptures with intent, intensity, and integrity so you might experience the love of God, not only the love of God, but the peace of God. Join us. The heart, we welcome you. Come into the love zone. Very shortly after the selection, you will hear our official welcome by one of our young leaders. Again, this is the Love Zone at Unfailing Love Ministries. We're going to begin our services now.
Amen.
Amen.
Love.
Family Love Ministries. And now you're going to have our official welcome by our young leader. Who's going to welcome you and the whole world to Unfailing Love Ministries Church.
Shania.
Yes.
Come here. I want you to welcome. Do the welcome. So praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
I want to welcome everyone.
From New York to Florida.
From New York to Florida.
Who
is listening to our voices?
To come join us in the love zone.
And be blessed by the words of God. In Jesus' name, welcome.
Amen. Thank you, Shania, for that beautiful welcome. Again, we are training our leaders to lead, young leaders to lead with love, and we're going to give them every opportunity to do so, and as they continue to do so, they're going to be so absolutely, and they are already absolutely phenomenal, so we thank God for them. All righty, this is our opportunity, again, to welcome the all of the East Coast to the Love Zone here at Unfailing Love Ministries, like she said, from New York to Florida, and so now we're going to invite you to pray with us. And so we're going to have our own Deacon Good to enter and open us up with prayer.
Let us pray, Father God. Father God, as you heard the prayer of the prayer that was presented before you, Father God. Father God, you know what the Bible said, Father God. The Bible said you will not leave us not forsake us, Father God.
For prayer, and for our time of just entering in, we have such an awesome service, you know, that the Holy Ghost has planned for you today, and we have a special treat from our own Pastor Val, who's going to lead us in to our not only our leadership lesson, but she's going to blend that into our word for today, and so we're going to give her a little bit of a break because she normally takes us into My Soul Waits. And we're going to have C-Wine in to do that for us today. And so our next selection as we go into My Soul Waits is We Thirst For You by C-Wine. Listen up and enjoy.
We search for you in a dry and barren land. We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain, baptize us once again. We thirst for you. We thirst for you. We search for you.
Zone, we welcome you again. We also want to share with you during our praise and prayer and devotional time that we have a scripture that we've been meditating on for the last week, and again, we're going to carry it over to this week. We'd like to read that scripture to you in your hearing today, so we just want to invite you, if you haven't already, grab your Bible. We're reading from the Compass Bible, which is a very exciting version of the Bible, kind of plain English, so anybody can understand it. And so if you don't have that version, we encourage you to get that version as soon as you can. And it's on sale at any Ollie's in your community, wherever you are, if you have one, that particular version. And we just want you to grab it. So if you follow us, and we pray that you do, follow us along, you can continue to enjoy what we're enjoying, which is the Word of God, and it is made plain. Okay, so we're going to be reading from Habakkuk chapter 2, and we're going to read down to today we're going to read down to verse 5. Yes, to verse 5. So that's Habakkuk 2, 1 through 5. The word of the Lord says, I will take my place at the watchtower. I will stand at my post and watch. I will watch and see what he says to me. I need to think about how I should respond to him. When he gets back to me with his answer, the Eternal One to Habakkuk writes this. Write down this vision, Habakkuk. Write it clearly on tablets so that anyone who reads it may run. For the vision points ahead to a time I have appointed. It testifies regarding the end, and it will not lie. Even if there is a delay, wait for it. It is coming and will come without delay. Verse 4, so I wrote, look, how pompous he is. Something is not right in his soul. He is not honest and just, but the righteous one will live by his faithfulness. Verse 5, indeed, wine betrays the proud man who is always restless. He has a big appetite, and it is like the deep, dark pit of the dead. Like death, he is never satisfied. He gathers all the nations to himself and collects all the people for his own purposes. Again, this is Habakkuk, verses chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. I just want to give you a little backdrop on Habakkuk, and then we're going to release the woman of God to do a teaching as the Spirit of the Lord leads her. Okay, Habakkuk talks about the crisis of faith in light of Judah's impending destruction. Habakkuk is a philosophical prophet, and his message is embedded in a dialogue he has with God over the impending destruction of Judah at the hands of a nation with a reputation for power, cruelty, and wickedness. Habakkuk questions God for sitting by and doing nothing as injustice and violence run amok or run rampant. Even though God's people cry out for help, the heavens seem strangely silent. Like Job the prophet, challenges God boldly and then awaits God's response. Ultimately, God does respond, and only to indicate that he will punish sin wherever it is found, even among his people, using whatever means he desires. The prophet eventually accepts that God's ways cannot be completely understood by his people, and he is encouraged to learn that God intends to destroy the wicked Chaldeans even as he pledges to restore Judah's fortunes. Habakkuk even acknowledges this in a prayer, a psalm like him, celebrating God's descent to the earth to fight for his people against rival nations. Habakkuk questions are supremely relevant to contemporary culture. Why do arrogant and predatory people prosper while benevolent and humble people are victimized by a violent, materialistic society? Why do greedy businessmen and politicians fleece the underprivileged, rarely come into justice? Why do powerful nations oppress smaller nations for the sake of enslaving people and harvesting natural resources? Sounds very contemporary, doesn't it? Like today. Just think. Africa, just think. Any other nation that has been oppressed because of their rich resources. The commentary goes on to say, answers to questions like these do not come easily. In fact, answers may never come. Regardless, Habakkuk soon trusts that God's covenant people will not only survive, but they will thrive as they remain faithful to the Eternal One who comes to redeem and restore them. And you can find that reading in the second chapter of Habakkuk 4, chapter 3, and 17 through 19. Finally, the commentary says, in some ways, the redemptive activity of the church addresses Habakkuk's questions. When the followers of Jesus clothe the naked and feed the hungry, they are joining God in his kingdom work to repair the world. When they take in widows and orphans and speak out against national and personal evils, they are meeting evil head on under his gentle reign. When they sell their possessions or live among human traffickers in order to rescue sex slaves, they are partners with God in denouncing these vile acts and putting things right. Ultimately, God will put an end to evil and all of its manifestations. Until then, the church has plenty to do. And I echo that again as your pastor. We got work to do, church. Amen. And I'm not talking about just the congregants online today here at Unfailing Love Ministries, but I'm talking about those of you who are in the kingdom work. There is so much work for us to do, because even though this is penned back in those days, it is speaking yet to us again in our time, in our lifetime. So we have a lot to do. I want to share with you that the word of God that you're getting ready to hear is a prophetic word. It's a word that's going to forever change your life. The vessel in our own Pastor Valerie Parham has been prepared for God to flow through her this word that's going to impact our lives and set us on a course that God will have us to go on as we move forward. I want you to listen attentively. Take notes. We, at Unfailing Love Ministries, we have our notepads in our hand, especially our younger children, and we take notes and have a review at the end of the message so that we will know what we heard and we'll be able to run with what we heard to the glory of God. So we invite you again, everyone from New York to Florida and all points in between, to take notes as God is getting ready to speak to us. We'll have this brief introduction in music, and the next voice you will hear is that of Pastor Valerie Parham of Unfailing Love Ministries.
Unfailing Love Ministry. Truly, I'm thanking God for just another opportunity to come into your hearing. I thank God for each and every person listening in this afternoon. I just thank God for being who he is today. Amen. And I know that we have our phones on mute, but at any given time, feel free to unmute and just respond. I truly just want to tell God thank you for just being so good to us, for being merciful to us. Father, we just give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, God. We just thank you, God, for just another day, just to be in the land of the living. Father, we just thank you for your mercy and your goodness. Thank you for your loving kindness, dear God. Father, we just ask that you will forgive us of all our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. Father, we just pray that you will take the scales off our eyes that we can see clearly, dear God. Father, open up our ear gates that we may hear what your Holy Spirit has to say to us today. Father, as I decrease, God, I ask you to increase. Speak to your people. Father, you know just where they're at today, God. Father, you know just what kind of touch they need today, God. And Father, we just thank you in advance for what you are doing and for what you are going to do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, today, Dr. V was talking about Habakkuk, and I may not say it correctly, so bear with me. And she was talking about Habakkuk writing the vision. And as I was studying over this word and as God was dealing with me pertaining to this word, God let me know that a lot of us, we've lost our vision. We've lost our way. We, some of us, you know, we don't even know what direction to go in. We are awaiting answers. We're looking for answers. We're seeking for answers. You know, we're waiting for change, and we're speaking and we're declaring and we're decreeing changes. But at the end of the day, you know, we just kind of lost our vision. And the Bible says without a vision, the people perish. And I just want to ask you today, what kind of vision do you have? You know, some of us, we stop dreaming. We don't even dream anymore. We have just kind of got into a place of settlement. You know, it's like whatever will be, it just be, and whatever is, just is. But I come to tell you today, it's not whatever will just be, and it's not whatever is, it just is. Just like God spoke to Habakkuk, and he told him, Habakkuk, write the vision. He says, make it plain. Well, I want to just start at the second verse of chapter 2, and it says, I will stand at my post and watch. I will watch and see what he says to me. And is that not what God is saying? He said, as you're standing at your post, whatever post that may be, whether it's in the church, out of the church, or wherever God has assigned your feet to be, we're at a post. And he says, and watch. Now, you may ask this question, watch for what? What am I watching for? Some of us are watching until our change comes. We're watching to see if the prayer that we pray is going to be answered. We're watching to see when will God turn this thing around. I've been in this situation so long. What's going to be? And he says to him, he said, I will watch and see what he says to me. And when he said what he says, he's not talking about an individual. He's talking about God Almighty. What would he say to me in this time and hour? And I want to just personalize that. What would God say to us in this day and hour where we are finding ourselves? Some of us, you know, we're through the wall, in the wall, behind the wall. Some of us, we may be, you know, in different places in our lives. Some of us, we may not even have a place to lay our head. We may be under the bridge, on the bridge, ready to jump off the bridge, or whatever state life is dealing us right now. What will God say to us in this time of trouble? Well, saints of God, people of God, people who may not even know God, I've got an answer. The Bible said in the day of trouble, he said, call upon me and I will answer you. And not only will God answer us, but he'll show us things that we don't even know of. And somebody may say, well, how do I call upon God? I come to tell you there's not a right way or a wrong way to call upon God. When you open up your mouth and you say, hey, God, it's me, whatever your name be, I just want you to add your name there. When you call upon him, there's no special way of talking to God. You know, we've been taught you got to get on your knees, you got to lay down, you got to sit down, you got to roll over. But I come to tell you things, but there's no special way of talking to God. As soon as you open up your mouth and tell him your name, which, you know, God, he already knows our name. The Bible said even before he formed us and our mother and daddy, you know, came together, he knew who we are. And because he knows who we are, he already knows our name. But sometimes, you know, God just wants us to personalize it. So, you know, I'll come to God and say, hey, God, it's Valerie. And he says, yes, daughter, what do you desire of me? Yes, daughter, I hear you. And so I want to tell the radio land today and even Unfailing Ministry, God knows our name. He knows our name. He knows the hairs on our head. He knows our thought pattern. He knows everything about us. But he told Habakkuk, he said, Habakkuk, write the vision. And what am I saying to the radio land today? And what am I saying to Unfailing Ministry? Get your pencil out. Get your paper out and write your vision. Where do you see yourself from a day from there? Where do you see yourself tomorrow? Where do you see yourself a week from now? Where do you see yourself 2 weeks, a month, and so forth and so on in 2016? Because this is not just the year of 2016 and everybody's running around, oh, this is the year of 2016. No, God is saying something to his people and to anybody that will listen. God is giving us a plan. Amen. He's giving us a vision. And if you will take the time to write your vision, I declare and decree that your vision will come to pass according to the will of God. So he tells about, he says, write down the vision. And he said, and write it clearly on a tablet, you know. And he says, so that anyone who reads it may run. Now, I want to just stop right there. He said that so that anyone, you know, when you have a vision and plan and you may go to the first person, you may knock on the door, they may not do nothing with it. You may have to go to the second person and so forth and so on. But as you're knocking, the Bible say, knock and the door will be open to you. So you're saying to me, Pastor Val, if I knock, the door going to be open to me? Yes, because God says so. It's not because of what Pastor Val says, it's because what God says so. And we know as believers and those who have not yet come to believe in that, when we ask God something, it's not that God don't know the answer already. He already knows the answer, but he
waits to see what you're going to do about what he has told you. And a lot of us, because it hasn't come to pass and because we're still waiting, we lose hope, we lose desire, we lose dreams. We just get to a place where I don't know if I believe what God's word is saying. But I've come to tell you today that God hasn't changed his mind about what he has told you about yourself, so you need not to change your mind about what our Heavenly Father has spoken into your life. Amen. So he talks about, he says, that anyone who reads it may run. And for the vision points ahead. You know, a vision is something that you dream about. It's something that you talk about. It's something that you believe about. It goes before you. And he said, ahead to a time I have appointed. So you see God right here, he's talking about a time that he appointed. He said, it will testify regarding the end, and it will not lie. So you remember a while ago I told you that what God said about you, it's not a lie. If he said you're the head, guess what? It doesn't matter what people say about you, you're the head. If he said you're not going to be the tell, it doesn't matter what state you're in right now, it means that you're not going to be the tell. The Bible says that the last shall be first. So that means it may seem like you're on the back end, but guess what? God got an appointed time that he's going to take you from the back and push you to the front. And he says, even if there is a delay, a lot of us know, praise God, that there's things that we have before God. It appears that it is being delayed. It appears that it's never coming to pass. But I come to encourage your heart to let you know that that's when you ought to get the glad. That's when you want to get happy in your spirit, knowing that God has promised you something and that it will come to pass. He said, it may be delayed. It seems like it just won't come to pass. But I heard a songwriter say, you wait on it because it will come to pass because you're next in line for a miracle. So he says, wait for it. It is coming and it will come without a delay. So that lets me know that it's coming as long as I have the faith to believe. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews, he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Meaning that even though I might not see with my natural eye, because God has made a promise to me, it's coming. Just tell somebody, it's coming. Amen. It's coming. And in other words, God didn't tell you that you had to figure out how it was coming. He just gave you a sure word that it's coming. Whatever it is, whatever he's telling you that you can do, you will do, it's not how well you are equipped. Because the Bible said those he called, he equipped. So even if you're brokenhearted today, even if it seems like, hey, there's not going to be a change, as long as you write that vision and you speak it into the atmosphere and you declare and you decree that change is here, it's not coming. My change is not coming. My change is here. Because when God came, when he sent me into the earth realm, he already knew what I was going to be. He already knew what I was going to do. He already had spoken over my life. That's why the word of God said, I have not seen. You know, you find people, they always trying to figure you out. They always trying to say what you are and what you not are. And they always trying to tell you about your past. But God said, their eyes haven't even seen what I'm going to do in your life. He said, the ears. You know, you got the naysayers and you got the hearsayers and you got everybody's talking about you. But God said, it hasn't even entered into the heart of man. The things that our Heavenly Father has in store for us, the plan that he has over our lives, don't nobody know it but God. Can't nobody tell you who you are but God. And when God said you're the head and you're a king's kid, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. What it means is that God has spoken a sure word over your life, and it is coming to pass. I'm here as a mouthpiece just to tell you that whatever God promised you, whatever he said about your life, it doesn't matter where you're at. It determines where you're going. And if you can pick yourself up today, and if you can do like David did, the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. It wasn't always going well with David. David made mistakes. David failed. David came short. But David was quick to repent. My God, he repented. Even when he had Bathsheba's husband killed, he repented. And what God is saying today, if we who know God and we who don't know God, if we will but just take time and call on him, Father, I need you. I'm in a bad state. I need you, God. God, I don't even know you, but I need you. I've heard about you, and I love you, God. If we call on him, he said, I will in no wise cast you out. Because that's the purpose that he came. He said, I didn't come for those that were saved. I came for those that was lost, those who don't know the way. Those are the ones that I came for. So you might say, well, I'm in a drug house. God came for you. You may say, I'm on a street corner. God came for you. Well, I'm homeless. God came for you. I don't know Jesus. He still came for you. And because he came for you and I, guess what? He doesn't look at our outer appearance. He looks at our heart. You may say, well, I'm a murderer. I come to tell you, God came for you. I'm a liar. God came for you. He came. that none of us will be lost. He came. You said, well, I'm brokenhearted. He said, I came for you. Well, I'm discouraged. He came for you. I'm oppressed. God came for you. He came. Not only did he come, but he came with an answer, praise God. And the answer is, he said, I'm the answer for the world today. I'm the answer for whatever situation you find yourself in. I am the answer. And because he's the answer, we need not to worry. We need to put our trust in him. Oh, Pastor Matt, how do I put my trust in him? That means when you have done all you know to do, he says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Huh? So that means while you're standing, while you're sitting, while you're laying, while you may be wherever you are, if you would just believe, because you can't even come to the Father unless you believe. Believe that he died for you. Believe that he will wash us whiter than snow. Believe that he'll take your sins no matter what they may be. You may be incarcerated here in this message today. I come to tell you, you may be locked up behind bars, but you're not locked out of God. He said, if you call on me, I'll answer you. That means the minute we start saying Jesus, oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
His ears come attent to us. And you may call him something else. You may call him Jehovah. You may call him whatever you call him. But the minute you call on the one and living God, he will answer. Not only will he answer, he will show up in the middle of your situation. No matter how bad your situation may look, no matter how bad your situation may feel, God will show up right then and there. And not will he show up, but he'll do something about it, just like he did in Habakkuk. Amen. So I come to just tell you, the word of God says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That means no matter how bad your life is, if you believe on God and you ask him to come in today as your personal Savior, God, I can't live this life, but I need you to live it in me. I need you to live it through me. And it doesn't matter how long you've been saved, because some of us have been saved a long time, and the truth be told, we're still stuck. We still got issues going on in our lives. We still got problems going on in our lives. But if we call on Jesus, he said, if any man, any boy, any girl be in Christ, he is a new creature. He said, old things will pass away, and behold, all things become new. Well, I was a murderer, but I called on Christ. He said, forgiven. I was a rape. I called on Jesus. He said, forgiven. I was a liar. He said, forgiven. There's nothing that we could ever do in our lives, thanks to God, believers, unbelievers, that God will not forgive us. If we ask him for forgiveness, he will forgive us, and then he will make us new again. New in our mind, new in our thought patterns, new in our way of talking, new in our way of living. When we come to Christ, it doesn't mean we're going to stop everything that we're doing. It means that if we take Jesus' hand and never look back and keep moving forward, he will take out of us what needs to be taken out of. He will clean us up. He will change our way of thinking and our way of talking. And that's what God desires to do today. And so I just come to encourage you that no matter what state you find yourself in, if you call on Jesus, he will in no wise cast you out. He will in no wise turn you away. Glory be to God. The Bible says in John 1:12-13, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the Son of God, even to them that believed on his name. So you see here, as you believe on his name, as I believe on his name, he gave us an invitation. He said, come as you are. Come broken, come discouraged, come oppressed, come, just come to me. And I tell you, when you come to God, he'll love on you. He'll be the best lover you could ever have, huh? He'll hold you. He's never busy. You don't never have to worry about is going to be busy, if I'm going to get an answer, is the phone line going to be, is this going to be the right time? Because it's going to always be the right time. And that's what God desired to do in the land today. He desires to heal our land. He desired to comfort us while there's so much confusion going on. He desires to hold us. He desired to make us whole again in our thought patterns, our mental, and our body when everything is going crazy. When we got a bad diagnosis from the doctor, God said, by his stripes, we're already here. You're not waiting to be here. When Jesus went to Calvary, he said it was finished. So your healing was already done. You said, well, Pastor Val, I need finances. My money is crazy. Jesus said, hey, I will supply your every need. So what are you worrying about it? And sometimes, let me tell you something. We look for money. But it's something like having the favor of God upon our lives. Favor will take us, thanks to God, into places that money will never, ever take us. You ever had a situation where you said, I need XYZ dollars and the money don't come, but God give you favor and your lights are still on and he give you favor and you still living in a house, he gives you favor and the bills are paid and you said, my God. Only God could have done this for me, because when I looked in the natural, nothing was coming together. But when I looked through my spiritual eyes, God said, I made everything whole again. I made everything new again. And only a living God can do such a thing like that, because he loves us just that much.
Yes.
Just that much. He loves us. It's not what how good we are. It's not how many how much money you have in your pocket, because if you look around, you have rich people and they're not happy. Because they don't know Jesus. But those who know Jesus, he makes us happy, huh? He makes us glad and glad and glad. Because the Bible says when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
praise God, I thank him for keeping me. Why does we thank him for keeping us? Because we ain't able to keep ourselves, huh? We're not able. If we were able, we would need a living God. But because we're not able to keep ourselves, he says, I'll keep you in all your ways. I'll keep you. I'll keep you when your mind is trying to go in another direction, when your mind is overloaded, when your heart is aching, when your heart is in pain, I'm going to keep you. I'm going to keep you. You don't have to figure out how he's going to keep you. All you got to do is stand on his promise, stand on his word. His word said, I'm going to keep you. Well, do I got to cross a T for him to keep me? No. Do I have to dot an I for him to keep me? No. All I got to do is hold on to the promise, and the promise is I'm going to keep you. Well, God, I'm in the drug, I'm going to keep you. Well, God, you know, I'm in an institution, I'm going to keep you. Well, God, I've been diagnosed with cancer, I'm going to keep you. God, I got a bed, I'm going to keep you. Well, God, I need a lawyer. I am the great lawyer. Oh, glory be to God. He is our great lawyer. He's our great judge. He'll keep you no matter what. God will keep you. He'll keep you. Well, God, I'm broke, busting, and disgusted. I'll still keep you. I'll make a way out of nowhere. God has a way of touching people's heart. He says in his word, I'll go before you. I'll make your crooked way straight. If your way today has been seeming crooked, it's been seeming crazy, I dare you to call on Jesus. I dare you to say, Lord, here I am. Whatever your name may be today, I dare you to look up to the hills from which cometh our help. The Bible says our help cometh from the Lord. You need help today. Look up. Pick your head up, thanks to God. Pick your head up, radio land. Look up. Not only is our redemption drawing now, but if you look up, huh, you'll see things in a different manner. If you look up, you'll see that help is on the way. Glory be to God. When we look up, my God, we'll see a different, we'll see things different when we look up. When you're walking and you're looking down, you don't see nothing but the dirt down on the ground. You see the grass. You may see some flowers. But when you look up, you start seeing the sunshine. You start seeing the sky be moving. And that's just like how our Heavenly Father do. He shifts things for us. The Bible says in Hebrews, I believe it is, Corinthians. He said, there has no temptation taking you. I don't care what you're being tempted with today. I don't care what's coming against you. Our Heavenly Father said, I will make a way of escape. I will. You said, well, it's more than I can bear. He said, I will. That is another promise. I will make a way. Huh? In other words, you ain't got to figure it out. I'm going to make the way for you. I'm going to make the way of escape for you. Huh? And then he goes on to tell us, and when I make the way, I'm going to bring you out with great substance. He did it for David. And God says in his word, I am no respecter person. What I did on yesterday, huh? And we know that if we look back in the book of Genesis, there was nothing. You said, I got nothing. Can I tell you, it's just a setup from God. You said, well, I don't have anything. That's just where God wants you to be. Because then he gives you the power to create. He shows you how much he can create. We try to create it ourselves, and God says, step back and step into me. Huh? And when we step into God, he begins to create. He begins to give us his unmerited favor. He begins to down us with love. He begins to let the sun shine. He begins to restore your joy. He begins to restore your peace. He begins to restore your hope. He begins to restore you as an individual. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. So what I want to tell you in my conclusion, no matter where you are at today, God is the restorer. He knows how to restore us. He says in Acts 20 and 20 and 21, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you. Huh? God keeps nothing back from us. Nothing. Nothing. Whatever he tells you that you can do, you can do. Whatever he says you can have, you can have. Whatever he says you are, you are. Our lives are not contingent on what people say about us. It's only contingent on what the Heavenly Father has to say about us. And when he looked at us, thanks to God, people in Radio Land, he said, I made something good. I made something good, and something good is coming out of this. And that's what I want you to hold on today. Something good is coming out of us. Something good is happening in our life. Something good is taking place right now. Right now. Not tomorrow, but right now. Something good. Amen?
Amen.
Something good. So God bless you. Thank God for you listening today. And I hope I said something to encourage your heart. I hope I said something to stretch your faith a little bit further. I hope you was lifted today. I hope you was encouraged today. And I want to tell you, hold on. Change is here. It's not coming. It's here. And it's here for the better, to better our lives. God bless you. Amen.
Wasn't that a word to rest on our hearts today to encourage us? Oh, my God. It was a powerful word for Pastor Val. We want to invite you, if you haven't already, listening in the house or in the land today. Like I say, we're ministering from New York to Florida today and all points in between. If you have not invited the Lord into your heart today, After that great word, you ought to be ready to invite him into your heart, because he's a God, like Pastor Val said. He will never leave you or forsake you. He's going to come. It may look like he's tarrying, but he is going to come. He's watching you. He has plans for you. His thoughts are on you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a hope and to give you a future. God loves you just that much. He's already gone before you. You don't know that? Yeah, he's already gone before you, Scripture says, to make the crooked places straight. Scripture also says that after you have suffered for a little while, he will strengthen, he will establish, he will settle, and he will perfect you. Who wouldn't love a God like that? We invite you into the kingdom by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Then find a church home near you. Certainly if you're near anywhere 50 miles radius of Richmond, Virginia, yeah, at least 50 miles or less, come by and be a part of Intimately the Love Zone. We are currently satelliting at 5311 Distributor Drive under the umbrella of the great pastorship of the Living Stones Ministries, Apostle P.D. Mason. I am a member there. That's my home church, and they have allowed Unfailing Love Ministries to crawl and get up and get running from that location at 5311 Distributor Drive, and we invite you to come on Saturdays. Yeah, Saturdays at 4 p.m., just like you're hearing today, live online. We are there in person most Saturdays at 4 p.m., and we are in on fire worship. You know, teaching leaders how to lead with love, and we train there the hardest. And so, again, we invite you, first of all, into the kingdom. And secondly, if you're not within a 50-mile radius of Unfailing Love Ministries, to join a local church where you can learn of and begin to lean and depend on God. Trust that he is a way maker in your life. He's a provider. He is an almighty God. And he comes with him. He comes loaded with the peace that you need today. Yes. He comes loaded with the victory that you need today to make it. We're going to open up our lines not only for our local church ministry, but we're going to open up the lines for you that are listening all over the world today to maybe ask questions or ask for prayer from our prophetess, Pastor Val, or share with them or us what you glean from the word of the Lord today. I'm opening up all lines now. If you're not speaking and have background noise, please star 6 to mute out so everyone can hear the response, because we do want to hear it. Okay, and open up the lines now. Response to this great word. Okay, lines are open.
Well, praise God. I appreciate the word that Pastor B gave us, Pastor Val gave us. And she was on fire as usual and sparked something up in me to know that I am not forgotten and I need to be patient. Like I spoke on last time, to have patience for his coming, no matter what he's going to do for us. I know that we want it right now, but sometimes our right now is not his right now. And I thank God that he's in control, in the name of Jesus. This is Lonnie, Pastor Lonnie.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Lonnie, for those comments. Great response. Will there be someone else? All righty then. Okay, we thank God for the response to this word today. If you're just still thinking, mulling over, or if you're getting up off the floor because the word was so powerful and knocked you down, that's okay. We'll give you a chance to get up. Again, if you just tuned in, you tuned in to Unfailing Love Ministries. You entered the Love Zone. We just had a powerful word from Pastor Val. It was a life-changing word. It builds us up to wait and to be patient and to trust God all the more and to believe God for who he says he is in our lives, who's just a strong, powerful, capable, mighty God, who has great plans for us, who loves us, who joys in blessing us, his people. And so thank you, Pastor Val, again, for that powerful word. Would there be any prayer requests at this point? Anyone seeking any prayer for anything? Because we got the prayer warrior on the line with us. She just gave us a word, and I'm sure she's still ready to pray.
Hi, this is Principal P. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, everyone. I just again, I just want to say thank you. I am so thankful for meeting everyone, and I know it was God's plan, definitely. And
amen.
since that awesome day is, every day I open my eyes is a blessing.
Amen.
And anyone that can hear me, my sound of the voice, my sound of my voice, like they said, patience, keep believing, don't ever give up.
Yes.
You just never know. It's not our time, it's in His time, and keep the faith. And I would just like to thank everybody.
Amen.
Thank you, Principal P. Amen, for that great, great response. Another way that we can respond to the Word of God, which is a powerful way, and I want to invite you all to do that right now. I want you to think about how good God has already been to you, and think about the things that He's already done, and also think about the things that you're expecting Him to do. The Bible tells us clearly that our God is a faithful God, a faithful God who promised. And so if there are promises, again, that God has given you, hold on to the promise. That's my response from the Word. Then I'd like to invite you to those that are in the house. We want to encourage you to test the tithe. In other words, tithe and believe God for His word. He says in the book of Malachi that bring all the tithes and offerings to the storehouse so there might be meat in my house. Amen. And I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not find room to receive. And then the second promise is I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. In other words, anything that's coming to eat up your resources, eat up your energy, your health, anything that he's coming. You know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but we have a weapon against him, and that is the obedience of the Lord. Amen. So we find ourselves wanting to participate in the kingdom by bringing, and the kingdom advance and building by bringing our tithes and our offerings. We have the ability for you to send in your tithes and offerings to us, and if you're not available to physically be at the church, or just send us an email or note or whatever and say, you know, I'd like to participate, but I live in another city. We have actually people who live in other cities who sow into our ministries all up and down the East Coast, and they call me and say, Dr. V, I want to sow into the ministry. Give me that bank account number. Let me do that. And they do it, and we are so blessed by the current makeup of our church, which is less than a year old, is we're about 75% young people under the age of 18 that don't have jobs, and everybody else is on a fixed income. Amen. So we accept and we thank God in advance for those who sow into us so that we might grow up into that large army that's going to put the enemy, and we already are putting the enemy, you know, at bay by our praise and our worship and our desire to advance the kingdom with what we have. So I want to admonish the house, tithe to the fullest, trust God that he will do exactly what he says he's going to do. And we are so grateful. We want to say this on behalf of our church family for those who are not members of our church but have been sowing and will continue to sow into our ministry. So this is our time of giving. We're going to ask our deacon now to just pray over the offering, pray over what those that are listening have a mind to give us. Amen. And when we receive it in the storehouse, I want to let you know now, as a senior pastor, we'll be good stewards over what you give to us, because we put it back into the kingdom immediately. Those of you know that we bought new Bibles, we've got study materials, we got a new laptop, amen, so we can be efficient in what we do, record keeping and what have you. Just things that we sow right back into the kingdom, sow into us to grow us as bodies, because we're a church really essentially without walls, amen. So we grow people, and people grow the church, amen. And so we're going to ask Deacon now to pray over the offering that you are desiring to give to the ministries of unfailing love. Deacon Gould.
Once again, most gracious Father, we come to hear today. We
just want to say thank you for everything you've done, Father God. We cannot repay you for what you've done, Father God. Father God, we want to bless the ones that were able to give. We also want to bless the ones that wanted to give, could not give. And may this offering be used for the uplifting and teaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon, for that prayer. Again, I talked to one of our members, and she said, Senior Pastor, I'm putting my tithe in to the ministry this next week, and I thank you, amen, for giving me a place to sow my seed. Amen. That's Pastor Minister Gemma, and so we thank God for her that's there. Want to, I know we asked for a time of prayer, and I just, you know, as a pastor, I just remember some people that we want to lift up in locally and across this country. I want to lift up one of my neighbors who had a friend whose son committed suicide this week. And so we want to just lift up that family. I don't have the family name, but God knows who that family is. And we want to just encourage them to be encouraged by the Holy Spirit during their time of grief and bereavement that's there. And so we want to lift up all families that are grieving at this particular point. Want to lift up our young people in our ministries that are in school. I hear the weather is going to be inclement tomorrow and possibly Monday. Just want to pray for our young people as they're in and out of school, and that no hurt, harm, or danger, even by accidents or any other type of calamity, will come upon them. Just want to pray for our young people. Something that I always prayed, even in the old church in New Jerusalem, that none of our young people's blood would run in the street. Ah, I mean that as fervently now as I did 20 years ago, that nobody's blood will run in the street. We're living in those times to where life means nothing to anyone that is not in Christ. And so we want to pray a hedge of protection around our young people. Amen. Want to also pray for Pastor Sharon Brodus. Pastor Brodus lost her father this week. I believe it's on Wednesday. They will be funeralizing him on this coming Thursday at 3rd Street Bethel at downtown city of Richmond, RVA, at Bethel Street Church and 3rd Bethel Church. And we want to lift up the family. In particular, Pastor Sharon Brodus, and he left a lovely wife. And so we just want to lift up the Brodus and the Edwards family. Also, want to encourage everybody this week that is believing God for a vision to come to pass, that you intensify your faith. Yeah, you do that. God said in his word, he's given us a measure of faith. Intensify that faith. Trust God. Begin to, like we have told you last week and this week, write the vision and make it plain. So when you see it and others see it, you'll run with it. Amen. We're going to continue this series. There's so much that we can get out of here, but we're going to be talking to you over the next week or two about running, amen, with the vision. Glory to God. And so we thank God for the word and the messages that he's given us here at Unfailing Love Ministries. On Monday nights, we have Bible study online as well. And so we post that up on Facebook with the number and all. And so we invite you on Monday nights at 7 p.m. to join us for a Bible study. On Thursday nights here in the Senior Pastor's Home out in the Woodlake area, Birkdale area, we also have Family Bible Study. That's where we invite anyone to be a part of our family, to study the Bible with us, to sup with us, and we search the scriptures for things that would encourage our families, and we pray together for each of our needs and as a household. And so, again, you got plenty to do, and we make plenty of opportunities for you to get prepared to do whatever God has called you to do. We meet on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Live online here at Blog Talk Radio under the banner of Dr. V with Love, Unfailing Love Ministries, and we also meet on location at 5311 Distributor Drive. On Monday nights, we meet online again. Actually, that's by teleconference. I'm sorry. That number is teleconference, and I'll get the number in just a second for you and give it to you before we end the broadcast. I don't have that one in my head. But also on Thursday nights here at 8542 Sunningdale Terrace in Chesterfield, Virginia, for Family Bible Study at 7 as well. Bring your best dish. We sit around and eat, and then we impart the word, and then we pray. So lots of activities are coming up. We are planning our calendar. We plan to finish it by the end of February, so you and we'll post on our website. How many of you know we have a website? Yeah. We have a page on the Dr. V with Love page, and it's called Unfailing Love Ministries, and you'll go there and you'll find our activities as well for the church. That's www.drvwithlove.com. You can also find a page of our church that's there. Also, trying to remember everything. If someone wanted to remember something that I haven't announced, our birthday is this week. Kenyatta Rutledge, oh my goodness, she's getting to be a senior citizen. She had a birthday, I believe, on yesterday. And so we want to celebrate her mightily. She's still a young woman, and we thank God for her. She is a church alma mater, and she's doing a great job in the ministries, and she's maturing. And so we thank God for her life, all 26, 7, 8, 9, 10, 30 years. Amen. Of her life. However, I may be aging her, but thank God for her birthday. Anybody else have birthdays this week? You know, Pastor Lonnie had a birthday a little over a week ago. Is there anyone's birthday coming up? We want to celebrate that. Let us know. And we will do that. So when we come back together on the physical, we'll have some more calories for you, right? Okay. Want to open up. Anyone have any closing remarks before we shut the doors of the online church? Anybody? Awesome. Okay, well, stay tuned for our calendar being posted. We're planning some exciting trips. We're going to be going to Washington, D.C. The trip planner just dropped by our package to go to the White House. Yes, we want to go to the White House and possibly meet our first family before they are out of the White House for a period of time. We believe they're coming back. How about that? That's all I'm going to say about that. But we want to invite you, once we get the dates to our Washington, D.C. trip, to tour the White House and other important historical areas in that area of Washington, D.C. Those are one of the trips that we're planning on our calendar this year. So, again, we invite you to our home, to the Love Zone, Unfailing Love Ministries, as soon as you can. And until then, next Saturday at 4 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those that are tuned in to our broadcast and those that are going to be listening archived. We especially pray a blessing over all citizens, all your people, those to be your people and accept you as their father from New York to Florida. We're blessing the East Coast and our ministries, including them as a part of our Love Zone and our church this week. We thank God for each and every one. Father, we know that you're fully able to heal the sick in mind, body, and spirit, even financially. So we thank you for that now in advance. We know that you're able to rapture our hearts and turn us into leaders and warriors for your kingdom. And so we receive your drawing. Your word says that you draw us with cords and bands of love, and we come willingly. We're not. You don't have to pull us, Father, but we come willingly into your kingdom, and we allow you to reign over our hearts. And so, Father, thank you for this relationship that we have with you. Again, we bless those that are listening, those that will be listening, and we say thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
Amen, amen, amen. To next Saturday, 4 p.m.
Sister V, and you are tuned in to Unfailing Love Ministries, where each week we embrace the scriptures with intensity and integrity so you might experience the love of God, not only the love of God,